This was the second meeting, and the first time I was in the March 2011, first visit of salutation after my beginning here in the Pontifical Council in Rome. It was the second visit. I was 2 days in St. Petersburg and 2 days in Moscow for deepen the relationship between the Orthodox Russian Church and the Roman Catholic Church. And the meeting with His Holiness the Patriarch was a long time. We have discussed about many things, about the relation between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church here in Rome, the challenges in the ecumenical dialogue, and collaboration between the two churches on ethical and social, cultural level, then the situation in the Ukraine, the difficult situation and dangerous situation in Syria and in Middle East.
What was the point of view of the Russian Orthodox Church, for example, for Syria?
We have seen that we have a common view of this challenge. His Holiness the Patriarch mentioned also the engagement of Pope Francis in this situation, and the Patriarch was in this region, Middle East, for visit, and this was very appreciated by the Christian.
And in Ukraine, at this area in East Europe, how was the discussion?
There's 2 points. The Patriarch mentioned the differences and the problems that are in the relation between the Orthodox and the Greek Catholic Church. And it seems to me very important that we can see that on both sides are wounds about in the history, and we must have many patience and respect one another for go in a new path in the future. And then is clear a very big challenge is the political situation and the danger that these developments can bring and split in the society of Ukraine, and this is a very difficult situation.
Was also the meeting between the Pope and the Patriarch a topic that you have discussed?
You know that's just long time and point of discussion. And the Metropolitan Hilarion, who is responsible for the ecumenical relations, said always that's more important that the concrete date of this meeting is the preparation of this meeting, and I agree with this opinion, with this conviction. And in this sense, it's very important that we can good prepare if one meeting is possible, when is possible, and where.
What was the point of view of the Patriarch about this Pope? He spoke also about his style and his words.
Yes, he has often mentioned the Pope as is very impressed of the person, of his closeness to the people, of his social doctrine. And he has mentioned also the Gaudium et Evangelii Gaudium, his apostolic exhortation. And he is very, very engaged to see also the endeavors of the Pope Francis for the synodical dimension in the Church. And he appreciates the beginning of the Bishop's Synods with the issue of family, because the theme of family is an issue that is very common to the Russian Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church.
And finally, what are you expecting for the new year 2014, perhaps also in this dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Russian Orthodox Church?
in the beginning of January, 50 years ago, was the first meeting between the Ecumenical Patriarch Athenagoras and the Pope, Paul VI. And this meeting in Jerusalem was the start, the beginning of the dialogue of charity and the dialogue of truth with the Catholic Church and all Orthodox churches. And I hope that this commemoration of this 50 year of ecumenical dialogue will be a very good opportunity to go in a good future in the relation with the Orthodox churches.
Thank you very much.